If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
It is the Friday show.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
Tedious 1174 store. Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's daily show. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again, and you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us, therightstuff.biz/paywall. So, I just walk around. I walk around waiting for excuses to do that. And
yeah,
just anywhere that something rhymes with store, I'm all about
funny
it.
Funny is, when you go back to the original material, it's not quite as good as like the sex store. It's not quite as good as that, but like it's still like
it's okay. That's
good.
Fine. It just exists as part of our part of our thing now.
It's almost replaced body.
Like
I just got struck by a hate fact.
Oh no.
White women who date blacks statistically have lower IQs than black women who date whites.
That tracks. That makes sense.
I completely believe that. As much as I hate seeing the trend of the white dude with the black woman everywhere, they're skimming off the top of the black female
population.
Of course population.
They are.
They're probably, most of them are mulattoes, too.
Yeah.
You got to assume, yeah, right? A lot of these are half or even three quarters, you know?
No white dude is going to be into, like, the average, like, fat, fucking, like, loudmouth, like, nigger bitch. That's
it's just
not going to work.
Yeah, it's not something that can be really done in, like, any way.
Even if you're a white dude that's like sick in the head and you have this like fetish for the darkies, like you're not going to go at one of those. You're going to be looking for like the Halle Berry types, like the ideal negress that actually looks like a white girl that's been like,
yeah, it's like a white
chocolate
girl with like slightly different colored skin. It's like fetishizing
like
a green chick on Star Trek because it's like slightly exotic, even though it's just a white girl with green paint, right?
I was watching Ex Machina the other night, and Oscar Isaac's character is having a dialogue with the other guy.
Monkey.
And he's like, so, you know, say you're into, like, black chicks. Like, that's your thing. I about busted out laughing. I'm like, no white guy is like, into black chicks. Like, that's, like, his thing that he's attracted to naturally.
There's a few isolated cases, like Robert De Niro. But it's, like, it's not, like, a common thing. Yeah, like, trying to present that
Bill
as, like,
Burr.
Oh, this guy, I like blondes, you know, I like...
Yeah, yeah, that's what he was doing.
I like brunettes, I like blondes,
yeah, yeah,
oh, I want to get a redhead, like...
I want
a nigger. Like, that's not the same thing.
Exactly, because his thing was, he was trying to create an example of, like, okay, what's the thing that you're just, like, into that's structured probably by the way you grew up, maybe genetics, some interplay. Instead of saying, like, redheads, he says blacks, and I'm like, what? Yeah, yeah, white guys are just, you know, you just grow up and you're into blacks sometimes. It just happens.
And that's the best picture of her I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that's Bill Burr and his wife,
really,
Nia.
Yeah.
See, I've never seen her look so good as she does in that photograph right there. So God knows what they did to that.
Some kind of publicity shot. Is it trying to make Bill Burr look less retarded? Like,
yeah, poor Bill Burr.
Yeah. Well, apparently he had, like... Yeah, the John Lovitz thing, but I don't want to go revisit that.
That seems to be like a luxury white guy thing to do, is to be with a black woman if you're like in the Hollywood industry, if you're like in the entertainment sphere, if you're well-to-do, aspiring.
He took a long, hard road to where he is now. He was a stand-up comic, and he was a libertarian. He was always talking shit on fiat currency and debt and banks. Like through the aughts through the Obama years, he was a libertarian. He didn't like the government, but they got me back on the wheel. That's what he said when he married her and like bought a house. being on the wheel was being a debt slave. And then he just turned into kind of like a faggot. He was doing the anti-feminist stuff, but I don't know if it was really anti-feminist. It was just like Archie Bunker-esque like comedy. And he got himself with this nigger, and I don't know what he did to get himself into like he was on Mandalorian and stuff, and his like profile just rose and rose. He's not like super famous, but he's getting these spots, and he's not getting canceled.
So. He's also just not funny anymore. Like,
it's interesting that marrying a nigger stopped him from.
There's a moment in that John Lovitz back and forth where he nails Bill Burr to the wall. He's like, Bill, you know what your entire act is? And he's like, Albert Einstein, he's really smart. Really? Is he? Is he really smart? That's your entire act.
That's like, funny.
It was really good. John
Lovitz, that would be like, but wait, let's actually dig into that. Like,
I know, that's what I was saying. Like, but also, you nailed it. You got him, except for the part about how you're kind of right there.
Really? Is he? Is he that smart? Are we sure about this?
That's actually funny.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Dude, John Lovitz is funny. I don't care what anybody says. John Lovitz is funny. He is fucking funny.
Jesus Christ.
There is a subset of Jews that can be funny. They're increasingly rare.
Yeah.
Because as Jews get more and more barred, they can't be funny.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to be funny. There's this weird little... I don't know if he's a Jew or not.
In the rules-based order, you can't really be funny.
There's this weird little, like, ugly YouTuber that I stumbled upon. I think he might be Jewish, but I can't tell. He's just, like, so small, and he might just be a goblin-like, like decrepit, like, beaten-down white male that's just, like, a piece of shit faggot now. And he was doing this, what should have been a really funny video about this Dr. Phil reality show, like, The House of Hate. Where they put, like, a guy who is a skinhead, a black lady that says she hates white folks, like, a really fat, morbidly obese dude, and some girl that says she hates fat people, and then, like, a lesbian and somebody else who, like, hates gays. And that should have been, like, it should have been really funny to go over this, like, this televised travesty that he tried to do where nobody learns anything. But instead he's just like, you know, it's what I didn't expect it to be. There's all this fat phobia and homophobia and racism. It's like, oh, it's just not funny. Like, it could be funny. Like, if you did a video taking that project apart, what Dr. Phil was trying to do with these fucking weirdos, you could make that funny. But instead, it's just like libtard Jew complaining about people's, like, normal, natural emotions towards people that are different than them, or people that they don't like. Like, it's just really...
The idea of, like, the...
Oh, you know
the
how comedian, I... You know how I stumbled on this dude? I should probably pull up. He was making fun of your boy. What is his name? J.P. Sears? J.D. Sears? The redhead?
Oh, yeah.
And the video was called Conservative Comedy Has Ruined My Life. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll take a watch. But he's just like...
Oh no! I saw some of that. Holy
did you
shit,
watch that little guy who like holds his white mic? Do you think guy's a Jew or is he just
that
like
YouTube
an ugly
algorithm hits?
I was also wondering if he was a Jew. He just wasn't funny.
He's not funny. He's like he's a little goblin troll, and he's like he's just a beat him.
Yeah,
he's just like a terrible looking like
he's a beat him.
It's like of course you're all about all this like equality shit because you are like the lowest common denominator. You are the runt of whatever litter you came out of. You're like an embarrassing example of a human being, and it's like you're not. You don't even know how to take down JPC. Years correctly, like you don't even know how to do it.
Yeah, only we can do it. Like, and sometimes JP Sears is funny, but sometimes he's not, and he's not when he's being. Now, I saw something. This is definitely not a Jew. This was just some cringy white guy. Some random video came across my screen the other day, and it was like when like a small niche account you follow goes anti woke, and it was funny for a second, and it was obviously like a libtard doing it, and it was like he was like you know, and the thing is he it actually could have hit if he was a little bit better about it, because the, you know, the thing is he doesn't like anti-woke people, and if he had been like less butthurt and like more making fun of them, it maybe could have been funnier. But he was making fun of how they're like finding woke in all like kinds of dumb shit, right? Yeah. And like he's like, this new submarine, this is woke, right? Like, and it's like, okay, see, you know, you could do that, because of how badly the anti-woke people like miss the point on stuff.
Right.
But you can't really do it from your perspective because your point is that there's nothing to see here like at all. Right, anyway, but it was sort of funny. Right. But he was filmed in like the typical Zoomer way where they film themselves having a conversation like at different angles to make it like people are talking to each other, you know? Like that Zoomer style. It's like the TikTok style, if you will.
Get a friend.
Where they, like, walk through a door with the camera angle up at them, you know?
Write a script and get a friend, Zoomers, if you're going to do a conversation bit. Actually have someone else you're talking to. Sorry.
If you're doing a skit, actually have another actor.
Have another actor. Split your fucking whatever
don't
fucking
have any friends.
Split your whatever revenue you're getting from TikTok. It's just like
I don't know. It was dumb, but it also was like it could have been funny. Because I could totally see the frustration of actually following a niche YouTube account dedicated to a small topic and then the guy hosting it starts like complaining about the woke without making any real points because he's not talking about anything real. But
it's easy to make fun of the woke because
a butthurt liberal.
I mean, the anti-woke just blow it all the time, so it's easy to make fun of them. Like if you're going to take on like when my account goes anti-woke, it's like it's cuz they just like deliberately lose the argument cuz that's their role. Like that's what makes the thing so pathetic. If you watch Nerdrotic is still, I mean, he has to do his content. But it's like Nerdrotic, your like main target is Disney with their Star Wars and their Marvel stuff, and like the Rubicon has been crossed. Like they had their big giant shareholder meeting. Ike Perlmutter and Nelson Peltz, like the other Jews, the Jews that want to make a lot of money in the short term, like they've been voted out. The company's going to go forward. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. Like you have no effect on what their content output is. They don't care about you or your opinions. They're not making content for you. Like what? You've lost, but you're still
Ike Perlmutter.
Still fight.
Never forget, Ike Perlmutter funded the
transgender surgery. Sure, and they just
the gender
right
surgery,
over that.
And not only that, the division of like Yeshiva University Law School in New York City that out that Jew lawyer that got that nigger that dismembered that person out of jail. They were on Joe Rogan together. That Jew lawyer that was on Joe Rogan with the dismembering nigger like was a product of Ike Perlmutter's largesse. Like he funded $50 million for the law school that graduated that guy. So it's like
Star Wars is
a specific division of it.
Tell me again about the MCU. The MCU, they're never going to make any money again. It's like they're going to make money one day. They're going to make money again. Like when people like you are gone, when the woke stuff is just second nature to most normies.
That's true. Once people have just been broken in on it, like it just is. Like I think we already are there. Yeah. We're already there. Like I feel like the anti-woke stuff is like is at the end of its rope. Like I feel like it's run its course.
It's run its course. But the woke content isn't profitable yet, but it's going to be. Give it 5 years.
Might be like, let's be honest though, that could just be to general factors affecting profitability that are other than people don't want to watch like woke propaganda, that just like there's too many streaming platforms, et cetera, et cetera. You know, like these structural problems with that industry. Could be more
that too,
why they're not making money than like people are necessarily tuning out or they're tired of woke or whatever, because you know, people don't know what it was that they will tolerate now that they wouldn't tolerate years ago. Like you are being boiled like a frog or whatever the hell the thing is, and you have to be paying attention in order to see it. And the very fact that you have you know, conservatives who like consider themselves to be the banner carriers of MLK and stuff like that. I mean,
some of that has to do with people's failure to understand economics is not about like giving you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Never has been. It's about creating artificial needs in people and manipulating what it is that you think you want.
Well, there's also when you have a
same
cultural...
with media in particular. It's not even just artificial needs of media. It's a message. It's about sending a message.
I was just going to say
shaping your perception of reality.
A massive might as well be state-run institution like Disney. Like they're setting the tone for the culture. They're not looking for feedback and profits. They're like they're just going to keep like they're not going to run out of money. Right. There's like
right.
They're going to keep making.
And that's usually the fallback for these people. It's like, God, but you didn't give the consumer what he wanted, so you're going to suffer for that. But, like, no, they're going to train you to like what it is that you're getting. Like,
who's the consumer 10 years from now? Is the consumer 10 years from now like gay, black, and Jewish, and that's related? Like, a 5-year-old kid in 2035 is going to lap up Black Little Mermaid and not know anything about like red-haired white Ariel and not care? And Nerdrotic's not going to be around to tell that kid, hey, this is woke. Because there's a chance that that's just going to be the norm. Like, this is what they're working on. That's what canceling is for. That's what censorship is for, to keep voices that would go against this out. And like, and if you watch YouTube, it's all like, there's nothing actually funny. It's all that little twerp that I watched affirming all these things and saying like, this old media that doesn't conform to it is bad and here's why. And also, they're not funny and they're untalented. Funny how that works. And those things are related. You know, like, it's a pretty airtight system. And they're counting on the people like us that would actually have a cogent criticism.
I actually saw a funny YouTube video the other day. Away. And the guy that does it is like a total libtard, but he wasn't doing anything that was political. I sent you the video, Alex, that one I sent where the guy's like,
oh yeah,
if people wrote about present day the way like cyberpunk writers used to write, and he's basically describing his life, like getting up, looking at his phone, taking his shit, getting on the bus in like cyberpunk, like William Gibson type descriptions, is very funny. He's like, you know, he's like, I wake up, 2 billion pixels blazing into my eyes. Like, he's like, it's actually really good. He's like, I feel rumbling in my stomach.
The iPhone.
I need another dose of hyper calories from the latest mall. Like, it's really funny. Like, it's very, very, it's actually good. But he's totally apolitical, so the guy could be funny in that way, right?
I want to show you the absolute drivel I was subjected to yesterday by one of these anti-woke people. I sent you the image. This is how they fight against the woke.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It achieved full dominance through subversion and deception. The stated aims of the ideology are incongruent with its real-world effects. The more power they've gained, the worse off their supposed constituents. Okay. It is an insidious agenda that uses positive messaging to ram itself through unopposed, and now, after aggressively taking hold over culture, while shouting down concepts like meritocracy, it claims, well, because meritocracy is bad, it claims that it gained that power meritocratically. It gained that power meritocratically and shouts down any who oppose it as evil racist Nazis, bigots, of course, falling back on that tired trend of manipulative myths. Again, you would have been like a few years ago if you just owned like, yeah, I'm a racist Nazi bigot, you'd have been ahead of the game. They are liars, they are dishonest tyrants, censors, and zealots. And you're sitting there saying like, well, I don't even deserve to be censored, please. As far as no politics and games goes, it isn't that simple. The ideological conformity among them doesn't warrant that as a solution. I love Warren. She's my cherry pie. Because all the politics aren't the problem. Rather, it's the bands of activists working nepotistically through the system to wrestle control from the actual diversity that built the medium, imposing their collective will on us. And so, oh, my God.
No, what's happening just is, don't here's get what's it. Happening. Here's what's happening. Like, people like us, okay? Middle class white guys who like games and video games and like sci-fi and movies and shit like that. People just like us are getting locked out of all of this shit. Mm-hmm. And you can make up, and it's because of our race and it's Jews that are doing it. You can make up this fucking sugar coating or whatever you want to call it, like this oil mental slick over it. But that's what's happening.
Yeah. Like these crazy mental gymnastics. Cause I interacted with this person. I was like, okay, so, what are the actual politics that you're objecting to? Because you claim that there's an issue regarding activists, implying they're pushing something.
It's China!
What is it?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, you're just trying to control the conversation. It literally could not answer the question. I'm like, look,
control the
tell
conversation.
Me what it is that you don't like and argue against it.
Yeah.
Have you ever
He fucking couldn't. This have went you ever, on for like hours.
It's very strange. It's like they're mad because he's been so trained not to take positions that he's mad at politics, like, as such.
I even spelled it out because he was responding to one of these developers, you know, talking about how we need to have, like, more diversity, blah, blah, active inclusivity and that kind of bullshit. And I'm like, okay, so what they're saying? They're saying that they think that there's institutional bias against certain identity groups. They're trying to bring more of them in. Mm-hmm. What's the counter argument to this? And it's like, oh, you're one of them. Yeah, I'm not going to let you control the conversation, blah, 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 blah. Like,
you're
fucking
one of them.
Like, I've been seeing this a lot, like even with like the Israel stuff, like there's like Israel shills that will like accuse like just anti-Semites of like they use like you're like you, like all woke people, you do identity politics and stuff, and it's like I don't know. I saw like Israel shills accusing people like us on Twitter of
well, everybody
being woke
should be doing
identity. Yeah, of course they do.
Everybody right? should yeah. be using identity politics. That's the whole point, shithead. The reason you're losing yeah. is you don't have you're trying to like refuse an identity. So
well,
you have nothing to
non-identity politics isn't politics.
Right.
That's my
well, it's surrender.
Politics is group politics yeah. is a form of group competition, right? It's a form of it's like if you're not doing it, like it's right. yeah. But it's funny, like that's why those people, it's like that's why.
Hey, what's up? You know you're only hearing half of the show, right? And it's being indiscriminately interrupted with these sales pitches because we just don't know how else to get your attention and get you over there. Our website, our podcasts are 100% listener funded. They're funded with your subscription. So if you could please do that, help us out. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Thanks.
It's just you're just not going to work. But what's also funny, though, is how structured these things are. So on my show last night, I started going through some – I was going after media literacy. Because apparently media literacy has now come for, like, Helldivers 2,
yeah.
which is not a game I play.
Oh, yeah. I was front seat, and I had some input on that.
Right. So you should listen to my show from last night. You might enjoy it.
My point was like, okay, look, it's after school special morality, and people don't like that, and they subvert it, and they mock it because it's stupid. It's dumb. The message
well, there
dumb.
Was a tranny that was claiming that Helldivers was like promoting a fascist worldview.
Oh yeah, I think my problem.
No, it was mocking what Helldivers is mocking is a fascist worldview. Now I don't play, so I don't know, but like. From what I saw, the images and from what people have told me, they're really kind of mocking America.
That's basically what I thought too. Because you could even show the video clip that opens the game because it'll make if Sven has not seen this, it's gonna make him laugh. Let me find that.
But the thing about that is that like the point I was making is that they did the bit and you'll love this where they go through like the Umberto Eco. Fascism thing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like his 14.
Yep, nope, I saw that thread. And
yeah, so I basically did spent the second hour of my show last night going through the first half of that article, and I'll probably do the second one later. But, or we could even just do it if we run out of ideas for next hour. But, like, the conservatives that.
We're starting with any.
That do. Conservatives that do what that person was doing are doing, like, the same kind of thing. You're writing a script. Like you're writing, and this is very typical. Both sides really do this. Like you're writing a script, you're writing a thing that kind of really avoids the issue, doesn't really describe anything, but like make some kind of insidious claim where fingers can just be pointed at like the other side of the controlled political spectrum as being like fascist, which is what really happened. So like people point out, because I didn't plan to play Helldiver, so I was going at this tranny. Just really attacking the Umberto Eco thing because that is like a steaming pile of bullshit, that essay. But like, I was like, you know, people were telling me like, no, it's not even fascist. It's mocking, if anything, it's mocking like neocon patriotism and shit like that. Or you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, and it is because the images I saw, they're talking about like this tranny was even saying that. In universe, in this video game, the system is like managed democracy where they like tell you who to vote for and you feel safe and comfortable because you voted for the right guy. And I'm like, yeah, that's not, they're not making fun of fascist Italy when they do that.
Right.
Like now you might have critiques of that, right? But it's not media literate. It's not media literate to suggest that this is making fun of anything but America.
My suspicion was that the design team was trying to sort of do like tongue-in-cheek mockery of like neoliberal, like hypocritical democracy.
Of course they are.
And then they start taking heat, and they're like, oh, "No, that's actually fascism that we're mocking."
Well, yeah, no, fascism. I actually think that they are probably just mocking it. They're probably just making fun of America. I don't think they really took heat. They certainly didn't take heat from the government or anything like that. No one gives a shit. You can do a video game making fun of fake democracy all you want. But they might have been taking heat like internally from like the trannies who are like, hey, hey, this system of managed democracy is actually what keeps me in hormones. Like, I need those hormones coming from Tel Aviv, so, like, you better not make too much fun of managed democracy.
The intro cinematic, if you want to see the sort of fascist government and society that they're depicting, because there's something in this trailer that's going to be really, really fun. Yep, it's in the chat. I guess we're not getting notifications for chats anymore.
Oh, yeah, it usually doesn't. I have them shut off. I don't want to hear, like, noises while you're talking. So, intro cinematic Helldivers 2, is that what you want to watch here? All right.
We're going to do some media literacy. Okay,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Super Earth.
Super Earth. Our home. Prosperity. Liberty.
I'm already triggered with the solar panels on the roofs. Get the fuck out of here.
Hi there.
Democracy. Our
and then
way.
Watch, he's got like a nigger wife. Right?
Life.
Oh, don't ruin it, man!
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
But freedom doesn't come free.
No! Sweet Liberty! No!
Sweet Liberty? What?
Look familiar? Scenes like these are happening all over the galaxy right now. You could be next.
I hope everybody's like nigger wife gets killed by an alien. Like,
we've played this before because I've seen that before.
I've never
seen
this before.
The fascist society, this guy has a black wife like Bill Burr and a mixed race child because, you know, that's what fascists do.
Yeah, and he lives in like a
suburb of solar panels.
A suburban planned community with solar panels where they're talking about freedom and liberty. Gee, I guess they're mocking Nazi Germany.
Am I media illiterate? Like
that's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Is the assumption that like fascism is nice? And nice stuff sucks? I mean that could be that. Like, is it the woke cons? Like, hey, this doesn't look like a hell on earth. Because remember, on Twitter will tell you that like New York City is really nice right now with all those like street vendors and drug dealers and shit.
Yeah, there is an element of it. It does look like livable and nice on the surface. So America wouldn't, the one thing they get wrong, America would not present itself like this. It has in the past. But I don't know that it would today. It would definitely – actually, it does. What am I saying? I'm lying. It does. They will absolutely show you an idyllic suburban household with a mixed-race family on TV. They absolutely will.
That is.
So,
unless
really,
you
it just
make
is America. Like,
the most important decision of your life. Prove to yourself that you have the strength and the courage to be free. Join the Helldiver.
Is this the game from, like, Wreck-It Ralph? Where he gets the medal and uses the coin.
Become part of an elite piece.
You ever seen Wreck-It Ralph? Like they join like the bug killing video
I
game.
I have seen Wreck-It Ralph, but not in a long time.
Fantastic.
And I never saw the second one.
Keeping force.
See exotic new life forms. And spread managed democracy throughout the galaxy.
See, so I'm wondering if the media literate people got their signals crossed here because they're like, well, they killing bugs, and in Starship Troopers, they killed bugs.
Yeah, this is some Starship Troopers shit, right?
There's an obvious homage going on here, I think.
Same thing.
Maybe my media literacy is kicking in. I'm like, are they making it somewhat of an homage to Starship Troopers here?
They are, and Starship Troopers also notoriously failed to be an effective satire because it fucked everything up.
But it's like
become
they're literally the media literate people are like, my signals are getting
become
crossed
a
because
Helldiver.
I'm supposed to explain to you how Starship Troopers isn't actually cool. It's making fun of fascism.
But that's just making fun of America. That's just making fun of Zog. Managed democracy.
Making fun of Zog. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, the media literacy people can't handle this nuance, right? That, like, in a thing that is obviously making fun of America's bullshit, they are packaging within it an homage to this previous parody, like, I mean, there's some nuances there. Overall, though, it's just funny.
Here's
it's
another,
just whatever. Like,
here's another common sense kind of thing, too. Like, in 2024, your reference point for the thing you want to mock is not going to be something from the 1930s or 40s. You probably don't have the historical literacy to do
you
that.
You just don't know enough to mock it.
Like, yeah, you just don't know enough.
Yeah, like you can't do it. Like, and so what you do, you mock what you see, the bullshit you see on TV every day, and so you make fun of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think that the making fun of that, like, I think the tranny trying to connect this to fascism is actually the media illiterate one, or if not illiterate, that what they're doing is just like brutally going with a retarded prepackaged narrative because they don't actually want to criticize America. Like, because like you, if you're doing this managed democracy shit and you're laughing at anything, it's funny. But then you take yourself seriously, like worrying about like Donald Trump winning and you need Joe Biden to win instead. Like there's going to be some, you would hope that there would be some dissonance there, that you would maybe self-reflect and be like, am I taking part in managed democracy? You know, and
managed democracy is funny to me because they talk about preserving like liberal institutions against like illiberal outcomes under a democracy, like
in the game.
No, in real life. Okay. In real life.
Well, that's like the definition of a managed democracy.
Yeah, because it is managed. It's supposed to stay within certain boundaries. You're not supposed to elect people who would disrupt the status quo.
Yeah. That's and I'm sorry, like...
You know, liberals talk about that. They fucking talk about that shit all the time.
When you do, like, the characters are saying things like sweet liberty and shit, like, you're making fun of America. Like, that's the kind of shit that, like, that's... Like, it's just not... You're not making fun of fascist Italy or Nazi Germany. They're not. You can try and fucking shoehorn that in. I mean, we know how trannies try and force things into places.
This is just media. Like, there's just media gaslighting. Like, these people are just making. They're coping. I don't know. They're coping, and they want to ruin your experience of it because they know that they're wrong and retarded.
But I don't think it really ruins it, though. I think it's more just people point and laugh at the tranny like you're stupid.
Right, but they're trying to gaslight you into having a bad experience playing that game. That's obviously not what they say it is. It's just because that's the tranny. Like, I'm gonna gaslight myself to thinking I'm a woman, and I'm gonna gaslight you thinking you're watching a parody of
this
fascism.
Is what this tranny says. Yeah. This is also, they also lie. I love that it's a lie. For those claiming it's just a game, why are you taking it so seriously? Just play the game. You need to understand that this this meta text is a part of the game as much as the menus, the dialogue, and the graphics. This was deliberately put into the game by the game devs. And I'm like, look, listen, nobody it's not lost on anyone, the satire that's going on in that intro cinematic.
This is the same thing that was said about Starship Troopers when it came out. They've been having this conversation, this argument for like 30 fucking years now.
And I also don't believe you. I do not believe you. I don't believe this person that there are people coming to them saying it's just a game, why are you taking it so seriously, just play the game. That's not happening. You're lying. You're saying that as an excuse to launch into the spiel that you wanted to launch into. Like, nobody doesn't see the obvious fucking satire and in that cinematic. Nobody doesn't get that there's some political parodies going on in this game. Nobody's missing the point. It is not, and seeing that and analyzing it isn't taking away from anyone's enjoyment either. Right? Like, this idea that if you point out the political parody and narrative in the game, a plot or whatever, you're ruining my enjoyment. Bullshit. You're not. They're not. No one's doing that. No one's enjoyment is ruined by understanding and seeing that. It's just all lies. Like, you are lying because you want to say that this is mocking fascism when it's not. It's mocking America. And the reason you don't want it to mock America is because you like America.
I like Western liberal democracy. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, so
the country should have Western liberal
they
democracy.
Even have this. Okay, this train even has a thing. It says point 11. Everybody is educated to become a hero linked to a cult of death. The hero is impatient to die. He's drawing this from like Umberto Eco's essay. We can analyze that separately. Then he says a part of the gameplay. When you die, you don't respawn. A different hero with the same build and voice is sent in. Death is honorable and good. And then the picture that is attached to this tweet is an in-game propaganda poster that says, "Their sacrifice shall not be in vain. and it's got like a helmet in like a swamp someplace, and it says "Remember the Creek," like yeah, as if remembering some past battle.
Yeah, like that, right? They did some sort of thing in the game where you can like lose planets or something, and this is like becomes part of like the game universe. Like, sure, they lost this planet now. Or something like that. Yeah, now we can't fight on that planet anymore.
Again, there's an obvious American reference there with "Remember the Maine." Like, it's not.
The like, most obvious one is, like, the bugs have, like, oil or something in them. So you're killing the bugs to get the oil. It's a war.
It's funny because the parody text, subtext, or whatever you want to call it, the meta text, or just the plot, like, the elements of political or social commentary or parody or whatever in the game are not lost on anyone.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's missed. No one misses.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They just
been,
like it. They just
they've been doing
funny.
This with forever. Like, they did with Starship Troopers. Like, you still get the satire. No, everybody gets the joke.
Everybody
it's just
sees what's happening here. Yeah,
it's just a stupid satire. So they double down on it. They're like, "Super Earth needs me. I got to fight for managed democracy."
But I'm also like, people are just enjoying that. They think it's funny.
They're
but
doubling down on it performatively because it's really the only thing you can do with it because it's too on the nose. Same thing with Starship Troopers. Like, of course you're gonna talk about the only good bug is a dead bug because the satire is so ham fisted. What else are you gonna do with it other than kind of subvert, double down, and mock it?
Well, I don't think that anybody that's playing Helldivers is like taking the sweet liberty "I'm fighting for my Negro wife" seriously. Like, they see that it's a joke and they think it's funny.
Doesn't the modifier like "managed democracy"? Doesn't it pop anybody's bubble? Do they not understand that like that's you? Like, if you're a normie, like,
well,
you
that's what they're fighting against.
You live in a managed democracy. And
I
it,
think everyone gets that.
Like the trannies, but like the like it but that's your advantage that it's managed. Like the democratic like will is like no trannies anywhere ever. Like, no more trans visibility. Get out of here, you're crazy people. Yeah. That's
you,
the democratic
trannaged democracy. Sorry, that was a terrible fucking.
No, I'm writing it down. I like that. That's a trannaged
democracy.
But
yeah.
I don't
no, because well, that's the thing. It's like the tranny's like, "No, this isn't mocking the current system. It's absolutely
right, the
not
current,
doing that.
Yeah, the current system
don't
is
think
great.
It's doing that."
I mean, I guess you could say like Donald Trump is like a threat to turn our democracy into managed democracy. I guess, but like, you have to be really delusional.
There's probably an element in this which I see in a lot of game stuff, because I think overwhelmingly the people that are devs and shit like this are like kind of libtardy in their outlook. That a lot of this is kind of like parodies of like the GOP or what they consider in their mind to be like a parody of the GOP. But then the fact that this guy has like an interracial family that gets like speared by a bug, like, I don't know if that's them just like, this is the reality, or if you're supposed to like actually do a double take at that. Like, wait, what?
Wait a minute. That guy is a Republican. He's got a black wife.
No, he's absolutely a Republican.
And then invaders that came over the border killed him.
But yeah. Liberals wouldn't make fun of it at that level, right? Like, liberals, like, you have to be a Nazi to make fun of that for that to hit, right? Like, I can't see,
you know what it is,
like libtarded tranny game devs doing that.
Libtards cannot make satirical content when the libtards are in power. They need to have a Republican president to be able to do satire. They can't. You can't be like rebelling against nothing. You can't be rebelling against the supposed winner of the next election that it's not happening yet. That's kind of their problem. That's why this stuff misses. You just have to like, you just have to enjoy being on top while it's going on. You know,
I don't think that video I don't think it totally misses. I think it's funny. I mean, within,
well,
it's
no,
not
saying,
like
but
the
they
best
can't,
thing
but
I've
they,
ever seen, but it's not like, all, it's fine. You know, it's good.
Right, but
so,
I mean,
there need
to like use the term media literacy and try to redefine what we just watched. It's literally because you're in power right now, like you don't face any opposition or any challenge anywhere. Like, you have to make it up and pretend, you know, you have to pretend you have adversity someplace in order to have something to fight against. And you know, you need like a George W. Bush Nazi in charge to like rail against. You know.
Like, extreme element of media illiteracy in this analysis, which is that there you're also looking at generally a parody of war propaganda, just generally, right?
And as you're being as you're being like as you're as the fucking tranny left I hate to like use terms like left, but as like the libtard scene is like happily lapping up war propaganda for the last 3 years with Ukraine and now for Israel. Like, well, I guess there was a little resistance on the Israeli ship, but it's like they have been lapping up war propaganda all this time.
You beat me to it. Like they're exactly pretending. Like,
are they?
Going
that must
say,
be. Are they pretending that Vladimir Putin is the bugs? I guess I don't fucking know. It's just such.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is sort of like this adds like another layer to what this tranny is doing because it's
they
like
do
you
have
probably
a dehumanizing slur for them. I forget what it is though.
Orcs.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yep, orcs. Yep.
Orcs.
Yeah, they call them
orcs. Right? So, how are you not just actually sort of like almost unironically these fucking morons from Helldivers? Like, sweet liberty, kill the orcs. Like, do you listen to yourself? And that's kind of, I think that's, that might even be like a more like actually immediate reason.
The missed opportunity for the satire, if you really wanted to nail it down, make sure nobody fucks it up, as you say, we're fighting for managed democracy and women's rights. Then you'd have an uproar. People would be like, that is a reactionary game. These are fascists.
Yeah.
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
Well, in a way, like...
The developers are fascists.
Well, the question is, like, are you... It's kind of not clear. Like, are you... Because the other thing about this and Starship Troopers, which I actually think works. See, I'm going to push back. I think the Starship Troopers, like, despite the intention of the creators, the ambiguity over whether or not they're really for what it is, like, part of why it works, why it's highly enjoyable to watch. Like, it's not obvious that you're supposed to be against the Earthlings, right? It's like, you think you might, I don't know. It's like there's ambiguity there, which makes it actually interesting. It's why people are still talking about it. This is an old movie, right? It's old.
Yeah.
Old movie's out, like 25 years old now, something like that, right? It's been out for a long time. And people still talk about it because it was in this weird space where it's like, well, sure, it's showing fascism, but I kind of like it, and it's not clear that it's I'm supposed to, you know, it's actually in a way I this idea that it didn't work. I disagree.
Well,
I think it worked great.
It has a conflict of voices narratively because you've got the director is just he's a Eurotrash libtard, right? Just a prototypical Eurotrash libtard. But then the problem is the Jewish screenwriter Edward Neumeier likes the actual story. Clearly likes it a lot because he kept coming back to sequels to it that were closer and closer to the original text. So he's like, no, I actually like this stuff from the book. I'm going to put it in there. Like, unironically, I just like this part. And it conflicts with, like, what the libtard was trying to do. So you get this very strange kind of tone going
on. But that's what I think makes it work. That's why it's interesting. Like, again, I also have this. I'm going to get fucking really postmodern here. Like, I don't care. If you don't get to dictate to me the proper interpretation of these texts or whatever we want to call them, these products,
yeah.
I can take from it what I want. Mm-hmm. I'm consuming how I like. Like essentially what this tranny is doing is they're dictating here's how, and this is also what media literate people are doing generally. They're like, you must consume content in a way that is conformist with the neoliberal system that we live under and does not your political interpretation or your enjoyment of this product with political undertones or overtones is not to be enjoyed in a way inconsistent with the actual correct value set of our government. And our system. And so it's like, no, fuck you. Like, I can enjoy Starship Troopers however I want. I don't play this game, but if I did, I could enjoy that however I want. Like, it's not like, don't fucking try and tell me. You know, it's like once a piece of, you know, this very, very, very postmodern here. Once a piece of art is out there, it's not really in the hands of the creator anymore. Like, they don't get to tell me anymore. Like, oh, well, this is what I meant to do with it. You didn't get, no. I got it fine. Don't tell me how I'm supposed to enjoy Starship Troopers. I just like it. I like it because I like it. I say kill them all.
Well, yeah, I want to ask these people, like, hey, so did it ever occur to you that now you feel exactly like a Christian in the 1980s whenever somebody made fun of, like, an after-school special?
Yeah.
It's like, that's you now.
Oh, you can't make fun of this message. It says that mean people are bad. You can't just agree that mean people are cool.
I say be mean to them all.
Yeah. No, I'm Sven, and I say be mean to all of them. To them all, whatever. But, like, if you think about it, like, that kind of, it's like, mean people are cool, though.
Depending on the person.
Generally speaking.
In the words of J.G. like, Thirlwell, say what you mean and say it mean.
Yeah.
There's a song no one's ever heard. I guarantee you none of you've ever heard it.
No idea what you're talking about. But it's funny because what launched us into this conversation was the conservative. So it's sort of like you see the libtard doing the, okay, so here's like the 14 points of eternal fascism according to this like Italian writer of mystery thriller books. But which is really what, like, let's be honest, everyone like fans Umberto Eco's balls. He writes mystery thrillers. Okay, like that's the kind of book he writes. Like I read two of his books. I actually like both of the books I read. I haven't read everything. He wrote the Name of the Rose and Fucko's Pendulum. And both of those are pretty fucking good.
They made a movie out of that, didn't they?
The Name of the Rose, they did. Did they make? I don't know if they made a movie out of Fucko's Pendulum, but they made one.
Yeah, Name of the Rose is Sean Connery. He's a monk.
Yeah, Sean Connery and Christian Slater. It's like there's a murder going on in like a monastery. Yeah.
Favorite movies. Yeah.
Christian Slater like gets pussy in the book and the movie, and like it's like a big deal because he's supposed to be a monk.
Ron Perlman is in there as like a hunchback or something.
Oh,
yeah, Ron Perlman. Valentina Vargas.
Yeah.
Oh God, F.
Anyway,
Murray Abraham.
I don't even remember it, but
Michael Lonsdale. Just looking through the cast.
But it's funny how much libtards fan this guy's balls. It's just a murder mystery. Hmm. And Fucko's Pendulum. It's Foucault's Pendulum, obviously, but it's actually a funny book because he's taking the piss out of conspiratards. Like, it's actually really fun to read because like the number of like different conspiracy theories and shit that get incorporated into the book, and these guys start becoming conspiracy researchers and they actually like lose their fucking, they like legitimately go insane. And they find themselves on the run from a group of
people. Get mad when I describe that. People get mad when we describe that phenomenon.
No, it's like these dudes are. It's actually you might actually enjoy this book.
I'm hooked already. I'm ready. But
these guys are like they're like journalists, like researching into conspiracy theories, and then one of them like starts getting really into it, and one of them is like, all right, this is getting fucking stupid, and then like these conspiracy theory believers, this cult of like conspiracy theory believers, starts like chasing after them, and they have to like run and hide.
Oh my god,
this is pretty good. It's pretty good. That's like the best synopsis. I read it like 10 years ago or 12 years. It's the best synopsis I gave. It's a good book, though. It's enjoyable. But that again, Umberto Eco is like a clueless libtard, but he can write good thriller books. Right?
No libtard can write about fascism. It's just impossible. They don't know what it is. Yeah. I never know. Like, are they doing this on purpose? You're writing... Or are they just, I don't know.
Well, the reason is because it's false. Like what we've heard about this era of history and these governments and this movement that happened, mid-20th century political movement, which is very popular all over Europe. Like that's
fan
the thing.
Era.
They still talk about like everyone's how popular it really was all over Europe, and it's been totally crushed now. And
yeah, like no one ever takes like. Do you ever hear, like, usually it's libertarians that do this. Usually they're trying to make an accusation against the hero of the West. But they'll say that, like, oh, you know, like, Churchill was a big Hitler fan, or FDR actually liked Hitler, or the Prescott, you know, Prescott Bush, the Bushes, like, they were fun. It's like, and why do you think that is? They always have to turn it into, it's like, because secretly those people are all evil. And Nazis secretly control society right now. It's like, no, it's because something was going on with these fascist governments that was working and people liked it and wanted to know more.
Yeah, those governments had legitimacy in their day. Yes. Like, there were, like, when the National Socialists and the fascists were in power in Germany and Italy, they were dealt with by people like they were the leaders of countries, and people dealt with them, and they had legitimacy, and they were negotiated with, bargained with, talked to, discussed, and there were people who saw the campaign against those governments.
Echo.
And they were like, hey, I don't like that. Even people that weren't themselves fascist.
Right.
Because there was, it was possible to have the position in America, I don't really like fascism, but I don't want to go to war with Germany. Like, very popular opinion, actually, in America of the day. And there were some people like, well, I just kind of like it. I just kind of like it, too. Like, I think it's okay. It's not a big deal. And, you know, the reason they can't do good art about it is because it's a lie. Like, what you've been told is a lie. And if you're not getting at something that's true, you're just repeating propaganda. And what you are is now part of the information control system that suppresses any resurgence of this, what was actually a very popular people's movement all across Europe at the time. So,
and that informational control mechanism is fascism is just one of the words that's synonymous with everything evil. And so when you're a libtard and you want to uphold your like libtard order, you basically do stuff about the opposition to that being the bad guy thing, being fascism. And that's how you end up with media illiteracy on Helldivers. Like, this is fascism. Like,
but there's also an element, like, if you made a video game that was like over the top mocking Nazis, first of all, Nazis would co-opt and take that game over and love it.
Most likely,
like,
yeah.
Take the ham-fisted depiction of just straight Nazis, because it's been done in the past in games where Nazis are depicted. Gamers always do this. Like, the disempowered white male gamer will always reappropriate the Nazi identity in the game. Like, this happens. And so, but also, like, at some point,
the Nazis,
if you do it in a way, and then there's some kinds of games where they do it, like the really brutal, like ultimate Jewish, like they have like the, what was it, like Castlevania, like they had like the nigger woman with an afro, like beating the crap out of Hitler or something like that. And it's like, that just, that causes those games. One thing I'll say is, like, you know, those games, like, they, maybe they make a splash, but they never really last. Like, nobody really is talking about that game anymore. When it came out, it was like this big deal. But this game, which is making fun of America, this seems to be the hot thing. Everyone's playing this now. Like, this is the game everyone's talking about and playing now. And yeah, people see this shit.
Fucking Helldivers, tame.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rambot's into it. I know a bunch of our.
It's not a AAA game either. It's like I forget who the developer is, but it wasn't one of these like huge major industry release. It was kind of like a sleeper hit, and suddenly people were like, oh man, it's Helldivers 2. The game I never even heard of the original Helldivers, right? And yeah, suddenly Helldivers 2 was everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how making cinematics like that is now just in reach of like almost anybody. Like, you don't need to have like AAA studio capabilities. You can do that on a PC at home. You can do animations like that if you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Within reason.
You get Unreal Engine 5, and then you just create
environments and figures and stuff, and you just add accessories. You just like character creators now are basically how a lot of this works. But
Game Studios, not exactly massive.
I'm sure they've made a lot of money on the game.
Sweden. Yeah.
Okay, so they're definitely... See, there is... If you wanted to, you could see a hint of... If that also makes sense, if it's in Sweden. Because there's definitely... Absolutely taking jabs at America. And people... Like, you can see, like, kind of a Swedish sensibility in the type of jabs they take, right? Like, or just, like, a European sensibility. Like, because people look at America like it's retarded.
So I'm going to say jabs. Is everyone getting jabbed? Is there a new booster out?
Oh, I didn't mean.
I heard the word jabs. I got really excited.
No, I didn't. No? I didn't mean that kind of jab. Anyway,
okay.
Well, theoretically, like, the Iranians are supposed to be taking jabs like soon. I don't know if they will, but we'll see.
Jabs and jabs.
I don't know. It does seem like this. You know, it's funny because we are at this point where the regime's propaganda isn't hitting, but what then, right? Like, we're kind of at the point where it's like, okay, regime propaganda doesn't hit. So now what? I don't know. Like, it seems like, you know, once a regime gets to the point where the propaganda don't hit, then you're kind of like, all right, what's gonna happen? Because again, like, this is sort of the unknown factor. And it's not even just like for us, for people like us. It's not like white nationalists are the only people for whom this regime propaganda is falling flat. It's falling flat for like everyone.
Yeah.
And so even like libtards.
Right.
You know, like it's just so fragile. Like the legitimacy is so tenuous. But it remains to be seen if the system that they've created, which basically makes everybody makes it impossible for people to do collective action in any meaningful way. If that just is enough, I don't know. This is an interesting place. But
the only collective action you can do is consume media. And so many people like cutting cords, like there's fewer and fewer people who just have whatever their chosen cable news channel is like on all day. You know, that was a phenomenon for a long time, especially through the aughts, was when everybody had cable and there were you had Fox, CNN, or MSNBC on like all day long. And so there were all kinds of people that got the message in whichever partisan version of the propaganda. They just accepted it wholeheartedly, but that's just dying now. That's one of the things.
Yeah, so you'd have like conservatives watching Fox News all day, and you'd have libtards saying Fox News is embodying Umberto Eco's Earth fascism.
And then because of the rift.
You would legitimately have that too. But
then because of the rift that Donald Trump caused on sort of like the conservative movement, you have a lot of Republican voters that saying like Fox News is bullshit. That they like you have conservatives calling Fox News faux news. So it's really like you're not managing that population hardly at all. But then again,
I was thinking about this yesterday where I was like, so when you look at Twitter and you see all the anti-Semitism going on, mm-hmm. and you see that this anti-Semitic right, you know, we are sort of in that brew with all these people, some different tendencies in there, but all of it is kind of like adjacent to or engaged with the sort of the MAGA media complex, right? So like the right wing GOP pro-Trump MAGA media complex that has been built, we're like right in there, engaged with that. So are like other tendencies on like the anti-Semitic right, like the Crisis King people, you know, like the various other tendencies are in, like we're constantly engaging with these people and trolling them, attacking them, making fun of them. And they're responding to this, and they're getting upset and they're having these arguments and they're losing these arguments, whatever. And I'm like, you know, we have our suspicions about this because overall, it could still be that this anti-Semitic right, Zoomer anti-Semitic right, whatever, like not only Zoomers, but you know what I'm talking about. This scene, this wider scene, that which is totally like you cannot say a damn thing about Israel. Like I actually am very gratified at seeing it because I was worried that the whole like but the brown people thing would actually be way worse than it has been. I'm actually very pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. with how good the anti-Semitic right has been on this. Very pleasantly surprised. And people that aren't in our sphere either, people that are sort of in adjacent groups of white nationalists to us, have also been very good about this. And in fact, the people that initially tried to do the brown people got pretty fucking roasted pretty hard. But the thing is, it's still probably a marginal number of people relative to like the overall GOP electorate. Even if it's a million people that have this viewpoint, it's still marginal relative to the overall GOP electorate. However, Trump needs that margin. Any Trump victory, should he win the election, would be marginal. Right. So
he needs that margin and he needs like the fed up leftoids that don't like Biden's Israel policy.
He needs them to actually stay home and protest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or
yep.
vote for like RFK
Cornell
or
West.
Like that, right.
Cornell West.
There was actually funny. But, you know, something that I've been saying for a while, we've been saying on TRS for a while, is that like RFK, if RFK pulls, because it's the idea that RFK is going to, because he was a Democrat, will pull from Biden. It's not really the likely outcome. He's going to be pulling more from Trump.
The New York Times
actually did a piece.
Are these candidates even going to get on the fucking ballot? Are Cornell West and RFK Jr. actually going to go through with...
Cornell West, probably not. RFK, I think, will in some states at least. You know, I'd have to look at what the campaign is doing. No, I think he will. He got like a bunch of... He picked as his running mate Sergey Brin's ex-wife.
Yeah, right.
And she's dumping like millions into the campaign. Okay. So he'll probably be able to get pay people to go out and get him on the ballot. I mean, you know, if you get $20 million, like, you can pay people to get the signatures and get yourself on the ballot in the states. You know, if you have $20 million, you can do that. What was I saying? Like, the RFK thing, the New York Times did a profile of RFK's supporters. And they found that, like, these are people who are far more likely to have found to be people that they're, like, they're all disaffected. Like, all of them are like disaffected people that were something else and are mad about something. But they're, like, far more of them are drawn from the right than from the left. They're, like, it's an interesting mix, hodgepodge of people, of disaffected people from this or that tendency, but overwhelmingly, this is it's disaffected right wing people that are there in the RFK thing. So it definitely will, actually, RFK will probably hurt Trump more than he will hurt Biden, for sure. So if he even, as you said, if he even has much of an impact at all, because I haven't really heard much about him recently, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're supposed to. I can't put my brain space into the space of someone who is a would-be Trump voter that decides to throw his vote away on RFK instead. I mean, I guess
there are people like it, though.
I guess you have to be really, really, really dedicated to the over and done with political issue that's COVID to go to RFK. Because RFK is better on COVID.
They also
than
have
Trump.
Like schizo. They also do, like, there's other, like, schizo shit that's entertained in that sphere. Like, there's
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Show on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks. Or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, there's anti-woke shit in there, too, but they'll blame it on that everyone being a Nazi or something. I don't know.
Like, I would laugh so hard if all these Trump-supporting, like, conspiracy rightoid nuts, they don't get to have their president buddy because some of their brethren were just too principled and are still stuck in, again, the dead political issue from 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Well, I just, because Trump, because I think that's RFK's strategy, because Trump is not good on COVID from the perspective of the COVID-tard.
And I keep seeing, like,
and he never will be. He doesn't pander to them.
I keep seeing people, like, relitigating COVID. Like, I saw someone debating with their followers yesterday about was the virus from a wet market, which is really dangerous and gross, or was it released from the lab by accident, or was it released on purpose? If it's released from the lab, it has to be on purpose. Yeah, and
I saw something similar.
It's just like, why are you still talking about this? Like, what are you getting at with this? Like, what are you going to get out of figuring that out?
I saw another thing where there's a meme going around about, like, oh, look how good the gas prices were under Trump 3 years ago. I'm like, you mean during the middle of the COVID outbreak? Like, when nobody was driving?
Yeah, right?
Staying home? You mean then?
Yeah, the whole thing's...
But I had a point. I forgot what it was.
I didn't mean to cut off your point. Sorry.
No, somebody... Something...
You want to watch
a picture of, like, women's in a scantily clad state came across my Twitter.
Oh, is that the one that I tweeted? The one I retweeted from the office? That Photoshop of the office? It's Pam and the other girl.
Oh, yeah, it is. You did. God damn it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I scrolled by that. I was like, what the fuck?
It totally distracted me.
I'm sorry. Well, here, I got something better for you. Because we all know that we lost, you know, may his high score be an inspiration to us all, O.J. Simpson, the Jew slaughterer, the killer of coal burners everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember this fucking sketch.
Okay, well, let's go to the telestrator now. Here's a player your offense has been using a lot this year. Now you lined up your halfback right behind your quarterback. Your tight end has been running a curl pattern. Now when Kelly fakes play action, the defense is frozen, allowing your wide open to be open on the other side, opening a hole in the middle and a seam on the left.
And the telestrator, he spells out, "I did it," in case you're listening. And Will Ferrell is like... I remember. I watched this when it was new. It was live.
I really gotta go. I gotta go.
Okay. Well, I'll just watch from a distance, all right?
OJ, why don't you just come right out and say it?
All right. It hurts to admit this, but... Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
That shit is classic. OJ's dead. I did it.
Yeah, and it was, like, unremarkable when he died. I mean, goddammit, I gotta just not look at this.
He didn't do it.
Are you looking at Pam's, like, you know, that's not really her. Those aren't Pam's titties.
That's,
plus, they have a black mark over them anyway.
AI or something like that?
Somebody shooped it or something. I'm not really... I don't know what trickery is afoot there, but you know that, like, they never posed like that in an episode of The Office.
No, they didn't.
It's just funny, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, they should have. All women are ornamental. They should just always be like that. But anyway, I don't know. OJ, what are you going to do? Are there people that don't even know, like, what OJ's significance are? I'm sure there's plenty of Zoomers. Like, James Carlson is like, literally who? Well, James.
Right.
He has no idea what.
It's like, well, James, let me explain to you that as a kid, I was watching the X-Files one night, and a fucking Bronco chase interrupted it. I didn't get to see my episode.
Yeah,
I didn't even get, like, why it was a big deal.
They like, discontinued the Ford Bronco. They only just brought back the Ford Bronco, like, 3 years ago. Like, the Ford Motor Corporation, like, took a hit with this fucking thing, the white Bronco. Oh my god!
Yeah, the white Bronco was a meme. I don't think it's a meme anymore. Like, white Bronco was a meme for a while,
because he
like, it was forever. See, that's the other thing. Memes used to stick around a lot longer because the outlet for them was really only coming at you.
I think
right,
I was like
the
maybe
Jews would broadcast them to you through the propaganda box,
when
and
he cut,
you'd see them.
When
so,
he cut,
oh, white Ford Bronco.
When he cut and ran, I think I was maybe a sophomore, maybe a freshman in high school. I can't remember. All I know is that night.
I
was the first time I ever got drunk. I was at a house party in West Point on base somewhere. Somebody's parents were gone because my high school district included kids from West Point. And
so it also interrupted the New York Knicks game.
Yeah, we were just like, I just remember just being like wasted, not knowing what being wasted meant, and like watching the slow speed like Bronco chase or some shit. It was just so fucking weird.
By the time he was found not guilty, I was a freshman in college, so it would have been 1996. But it was a thing for like all of 1995, which would have been my senior year in high school. Discussions of it.
June 1994.
Was the Bronco chase?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm reading this like this. These articles, they don't give you like give me a hard date here. I see that was when the court case was. When was the fucking like chase?
Yeah, you should be able to say okay.
They just
so,
don't say on May.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, I guess the very first semester of my college career would have been in 1995 as well. It would have been like the fall winter of 1995. And that was when he was found not guilty. So yeah, it was like the first semester I was in college.
June 17th, 1994. Yep. That was
okay.
It. So yeah, I was a freshman. That was the end of my freshman year.
And it took until fall 95 to exonerate him.
Exonerate
him. Michael Tracy was out there saying, like, yeah, he was found not guilty, so I guess I'll just go with that. I'm like, bro, come on now. Nobody really thinks that he... It is sort of funny, though, how, like, if you think about it, the American justice system kind of took a hit there, right? Like, not total. It wasn't a total fucking doomsday death of the credibility of the justice system, but it definitely took a hit.
I remember this was a big, like, affirming blow to the reputation of criminal defense lawyers. Johnny Cochran's like their defense of OJ was shameless and disgusting, and nobody and everyone hated that. I remember if the glove don't fit, you must acquit was outrageous.
Oh, but that's the same thing that Kevin McDonald does.
Say what? Is this a Kaufman spit that I'm not familiar with?
That's what Moldbug said in his essay, Why I'm Not an Anti-Semite. He compared
because you're
Kevin
Jewish,
McDonald
Moldbug?
To Johnny Cochran. Yeah, because
you're not an anti-Semite because you're a Jew. We get it.
I'm right, yeah, like this 800-page erudite scholarly treatise is if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
That is the perfect encapsulation of how Jews are disgusting. You're referencing something that's already disgusting to try to make your point, and your point yourself is disgusting, and you're just lying. It's perfect. I'm glad he did that. I didn't know that. But yeah, that was gross. Yeah. And I don't know, because it was a circus, and his entire defense was based around these little distraction things. Like Mark Furman, a fan of the era, like, oh man, this guy collected Nazi memorabilia.
Furman was a hero.
They arrested the right guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't
and
racism.
He was absolutely. What was funny that he
actually?
He,
I'm sorry. I just fell into the trap. It's not that it wasn't racism. It's like, this is why racism is justified. It's like, yes, like the dumb nigger that used to run the football and be in the Naked Gun movies. He is naked. He is a nigger, and he's guilty.
Yeah. No. Mark Furman was a racist, and he was right.
Right.
Like this is the correct viewpoint. Right. Regardless. Yeah. We know that OJ killed a Jew and a coal burner,
which
that
is
wasn't
hilarious
really
to
the
say.
Concern of the police officer who had a murder case on his hands he had to solve, and he was like this. But what's so funny about it was everybody thought OJ was guilty, but Mark Furman was still excoriated for being racist.
Yes.
Even though he got it right. Now,
speaking of OJ Saturday Night Live, speaking of Saturday
because
Night
of
Live,
race shit.
I'll never forget Dana Carvey on some show he did, or maybe it was a stand-up, called him Mark Furman! Like, as if he's trying to slur, like, Fuhrer into Furman. And this was, like, was a huge joke. And everybody laughed. Like, that was over.
But he got it right, though.
He was correct.
But
I know,
the question
totally
I would say,
correct.
But is OJ guilty?
Right.
It's like, right, but he shouldn't have arrested him just because he was black. It's like, I don't even know that he did. Like, there's also people that, I've seen... You know, and it's not something. It sort of briefly piqued my interest, but I was like, I don't know if this is a rabbit hole I'm not interested in going down. Of like novelty takes in ways that like he really didn't do it, and the other possible suspects. There's like people that do this, and I'm just
he fucking did it. Like, everyone knows. He wrote a book called
shit.
If.
Like,
I
let's
did
not
it.
Let's not overthink these things.
He wrote a book called If I Did It, which basically was a confession, tongue in cheek for money.
Yeah,
everyone knows.
It was amazing.
He also sold all. He also cashed in on having done it in all kinds of ways. Yeah. Like,
well,
you know, he was like selling his own memorabilia.
Cashed in because, you know, since America has two justice systems, he lost like civil trials against and had to pay a ton of money.
Right.
So
yeah,
his cashing
true,
in was
yeah.
trying to. Yeah.
He actually had to pay off the civil trial money, and that's also because Ron Goldman's dad like never let that shit go.
Right.
And Ron Goldman's dad was like somebody. Like he had power in L.A. Like he was not someone. He had the connections to the Jewish community, and
again,
like he
was
not a nobody. So yeah.
Again, there was a dramatization of this a few years ago that we covered extensively. It was good. I don't remember what it was called. And I'm saying again because before the show we were talking about the Jinx. Yeah, that Jew that I did not kill my friend, but I did dismember him. Robert, like Fred Durst. But yeah. And do you remember, like, the DA or whatever, the prosecutor, like, she got fucking pilloried in the press. They just made fun of her relentlessly for her makeup, for her hairdo or whatever. What was her name? Is it Marsha Clark?
Oh, man, I forgot about
that. That was another meme. Like, there's this little white lady in L.A. She's desperately trying to get this cultural icon. He's trying to get this cultural icon to actually be guilty of a crime. Because like on top of the race shit, like that was another story. Like here's a really famous person, a beloved American hero, and yes, he's a killer. And but that seemed to play into you get justice. You know, you can buy justice if you're rich enough. OJ was just rich enough, and they fucking the press destroyed her over her suits and over her because suddenly here's this frump. You know, she just goes to work every day at court, in L.A. Totally unglamorous. But as soon as you put her on TV, like, oh, they start making fun of her appearance.
Yeah, she's not. Oh, wow. She's not like a sexy Hollywood actress. Let's destroy her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's interesting. You know, this is a novelty take. I think we have come across a genuine fucking novelty take here. OJ was guilty as fucking sin.
Right.
The niggers that were his defense team uses every kind of underhanded tactic to get him off. And everybody in the country thinks he did it. Yet, all the white people that actually did their best to do the right thing and bring the murderer to justice are still, to this day, considered villains.
Absolutely.
That's an interesting – that's a novelty.
You know,
thing.
I think –
I'm glad we sort of put our heads together.
I think one of the
I've never really made that point before. It's very interesting.
I think one of the narratives out there that we have made the point of is, like, everyone sort of tries to blame Clark and the prosecution team. Like, oh, they fumbled it. It's like, they didn't fumble it. They get destroyed. No,
they thought that the system was supposed to work, and it was basically they were up against a race-baiting media system.
Jurors
which
are
just
people.
Contributed to getting OJ off, and then winked at you that they did that.
Mm-hmm. And the jurors were definitely in on that. They didn't want to convict him. And it's
probably fucking new.
Guarantee you, they were watching TV every fucking night. I don't care where you sequester them. I don't care what you the judge
they
instructs
were niggers.
Them. Like,
they were watching TV every night.
This was the biggest news story of the decade.
Now, you know who else was
except
fucking
maybe from
mad
Monica
was Geraldo, but Geraldo was friends with Ron Goldman's dad. That was one of the reasons why he was so pissed about
mustaches.
It, because they're Jews, right? They probably went to the same fucking shul. But, like, Geraldo did interviews with the jurors, and he would, like, legitimately, like, corner them. And they would just be like, well, I don't care. Like, there's something just wrong in America about race. And he would be like, yeah, but we're not talking about that. Like, we're talking about this, did this guy kill these people? And the jurors would basically, these nigger jurors, to the extent he could get them to go on his show, he would be like genuinely fucking mad because he would be like, you just acquitted him because he's black.
Right.
And that was very much true. And that's sort of funny. It's like, do people want to talk about why? And the thing is, even then, like years, niggers all laugh that he did it now. Like they're not invested in him having been innocent. No one thinks that the fucking system was trying to railroad this guy anymore. They just think it's funny. Like and even then it was like, dude, like, yeah, I don't know. It is annoying.
Course,
like,
I mean,
it is funny. The whole, like, he killed a Jew in a coal burner. That's true. But at the same time, like, all these other dynamics came into play.
It's also with the niggers. Like, they get the feeling. I don't know if it's true or not. Cause it's just,
the feeling of impunity. Oh boy. Did he just lose? Maybe he just lost power or something.
They get the feeling that, like, hey, we got to, like, hold up the American justice system with the threat of doing riots because, you know, they're assembled outside the courthouse waiting for the verdict, like, and we're going to kick it off if he's found guilty.
Right, like Rodney King shit, right?
Yeah, that's
which
what
was a, which was a that was an even bigger fucking travesty.
So they get to.
I mean, the Rodney
feeling.
King so, thing, it was like the right verdict was reached.
Part of the problems with part of the problem with niggers is they do really actually internally do believe with their like pea brains that they're like an oppressed minority that gets treated in a way they don't deserve. You know, like I think they really do believe that trying to stop them from doing crime or catching them after the fact and punishing them is something out of it's an injustice. Like there's this nigger that got shot by cops the other day. Like he shot first. Like I guess his nigger's name must be Han Solo. Is he shot first with these cops? Like, oh, they fired 100 shots in 40 seconds. It's like, well, he fired 11 and then he killed him. Like
it's difficult to understand the nigger brain, and I don't entirely think they fully get that. I don't think they entirely think that they're oppressed. I think they actually get that they've got a leg up, particularly when they cry racism stuff, but it's difficult to know exactly what they know. But there is something that I've detected through the way they talk about this. They definitely have a different idea and a fundamentally alien idea of how right and wrong work than we do. Like, you remember when there was that story a few years ago we covered where some niggers robbing an older nigger, right?
Okay.
And the older nigger shot them.
Okay. Right?
They broke into his house.
He ain't got to shoot him,
though.
He
had a Yeah, and that was what they were saying. They were like, they just wanted to rob him. Like, why do you have to kill them? Right? And everyone was, like, siding with the nigger whose house it was because, like, well, it was in his house and niggers broke in, so he killed them, like, justified shooting. And so, but the general nigger reaction
Yeah.
And I guess
why did he just rob them
in a long time because his content gets repetitive.
It's like you're entitled to
rob. He actually tries to tell white people like niggers. This is how they think that like the niggers actually thought, yo, like he's just going to break in and steal shit. You don't got to kill him.
Right. You're basically right, you're entitled to like now rob him that you caught him. Like, oh, you can't kill him. You can like take his wallet and shit and kick him out of the house. Right. Like, that's what's supposed to happen. As if he wouldn't try to kill you to not be caught robbing your house. Like,
well, it's sort of like more things are just on the table with them. Like,
yeah.
Stuff is there to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking stuff like doesn't. And you sometimes see liberals like in very dumb ways, like echo this sentiment if they're like. Because they're like, if like, oh, this nigger gets pulled over for a traffic stop and then he grabs a cop's gun and he gets shot. They're like, oh, he was just murdered for a fucking out taillight. It's like, no, that's not what happened. Like, that's stupid, right?
Right.
No one's murdered for having their taillight out. That's fucking retarded. But, like, you're telling that story. But niggers might actually think that.
I think that's
niggers
a deal.
Might think, like, no. If you pull me over because my taillight's out, like, I have a right to fight you.
Yeah,
and if you shoot me, then that's something wrong. Like, you know, if I try and fight a cop and the cop shoots me because that's his training.
Yeah, this new one is like if you don't want me,
you know, it's weird. Like,
it seems to be it's like if you don't want me to lick off like fucking 11 shots at cops, like don't pull my car over and that won't happen. And it's like, well, I mean, that's not really like they're not starting it. Like whatever you're doing in the car, like he was just riding around. It's like, well, he must have done something wrong, and it's like, yeah, he was probably doing something wrong. It was really minor. And he shouldn't have shot at them. It's
but,
just
but
hard
the
to
other
explain.
Thing is,
you
like, white people also
them.
Understand that, like, if you get pulled over by cops and you're like not doing anything wrong, they let you go.
Yeah. Well, every nigger like, also every nigger also knows speeding, like they probably know about sucks. This. They probably know about this other thing I did, even if they don't. Like, you know that like you either have a warrant or you expect that you have one because you're a nigger, and that's where the racism is like true. That's why Mark Fuhrman is forever exonerated because it's right. like and that's the assault. You can assume a nigger did something no matter what.
Cops can be absolute fucking dicks, and mm-hmm. I'm sure there's cases where cops have planted shit or whatever. But generally speaking, if you're not doing anything, there was a cop that had it out for me in fucking Montville, New Jersey, where I used to work my old job at the stereo mm-hmm. place, right? Because he actually pulled me over one time, and I was a moron, like, that I had weed. I was like 19. I was like fucking 19, 20 years old. I had fucking weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, I went to court once, took care of that.
Right.
With just like a fine, didn't have to lose my license. The judge was like taking your, because that's what they wanted me. They wanted, prosecutor wanted to take my license. The judge was like, that would be dumb because you can't get to work. That's stupid. Why do I want to take your job? Like, just pay the fine and don't do this anymore. And so I did. I learned my lesson and I didn't have weed in my car anymore. The cop who had pulled me over initially didn't like him and the prosecutor for some reason were like mad because they're fucking petty, small town fucking people. So.
Oh my god, I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense. Please, do so. We'll both be happier for it.
He kept pulling me over, and he would, like, search my car. And I was like, bro, like, you're not gonna find weed. Like, I'm not stupid. I'm not stepping in the same stream twice. Like, you know... And he was like, he was frustrated one time, I remember. And I was like, and I even said to him, like, dude, like, you understand that, like, I don't have weed in my car when I drive to this town.
Right.
Like, I just don't do that anymore. I'm not stupid. And he was like, bleh, bleh. But he stopped bothering me. But again, like, niggers could have that experience if they would stop doing shit. But they don't. So, but yeah, they definitely have this idea that it's like... You know, I get to like they get it. They have this idea like it's legitimate to like duel cops or like that. If you rob somebody, like breaking into someone's house to rob them does not warrant being shot. Like, what are you talking about? No, I'm just robbing. Like, why are you escalating? Like, you know, it's like, again, it starts when you respond. I don't know. They definitely have. I don't think it's that they totally don't get that. They don't think that there's like racism. Like, they think there's racism, but they also, at the same time, know they have a leg up when they call racism. They know that they get advantages when they do that. They absolutely understand that. But they just have a different idea of how things are supposed to work. Like, they just think crime should be legal. Like, a lot of blacks just think crimes should be legal. Like, you should just be allowed to do crime.
They just always think you should get a mulligan on it. Like, you just messed up. It was
right,
a poor choice.
Like, again,
why should that one choice define you? It's like, well, it defines you for the length of your sentence, which I hope is long.
You remember that video we showed a long time ago where that nigger, they were going through his rap sheet. and he had like five like serious crimes. He's like, yeah, they'll put you in jail over anything these days. It's like, it's like, bro, like you've got like grand larceny.
Or that Israeli, or that, that Israeli TV show that got adapted for Netflix or whatever with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like this guy carjacked somebody, and he was reading off like he was reading off all the charges. It's like, home of the free. It's like, fuck you. Like you did all those things. Like you know, you're not charged with carjacking. You're charged with reckless endangerment, assault with a deadly weapon, this and that. Grand Theft Auto. Like it's, he's like, yes,
so
these are all the crimes.
Home of the free, right?
Yeah, it's like these are the seven crimes that you committed, and yes, you're guilty of them all. It's not like it's just a carjacking.
That is like legitimately how they think. And the problem is, the system is adapting itself to that mindset.
Well, they started with OJ. I think that might have been
legitimately
the
legitimately not OJ fair to put niggers in jail for carjacking. Yeah. Like that's not fair. We should. What's funny is the system has a different reasoning than niggers. Like niggers just think carjacking isn't that bad.
Yeah. Like if you just let him take your car, what's the
not
problem?
A big deal.
You just let him take it.
Look, if someone jacks your car, just you can go jack someone else's car. You don't have to get mad and shoot somebody.
You get your car back later. You got insurance and shit.
You can get it back. You got insurance. You get it. Oh, dude, they love that shit. That like I should be able to steal from you because you have insurance. Like. Yeah. Niggers do that shit all the time. Yeah, you know, like they got, I just, you know.
They started at a young age with that. A long time ago, I saw a Judge Joe Mathis episode. I don't know if you remember this. This was like the nigger Judge Judy.
It's a novelty judge show,
yeah.
This was it Judge Joe Brown or Judge Joe Mathis?
I'm pretty sure it was Judge Mathis. I don't know if his name was Joe, actually. I know his name was Judge Mathis. He was the nigger. And he was always trying to be like this fatherly figure, trying to like educate these young bucks on why their behavior was bad. Yeah. And I remember there was this little fat nigger that like took his grandma's car or something and like went to McDonald's, as they say.
That McDonald's.
Like he refused to eat dinner and he's playing his video. So they're lecturing him about eating McDonald's and video games.
It's Greg Mathis.
Is it Greg Mathis? I'm sorry.
You did a mashup of Judge Joe Brown and Judge Greg Mathis.
Yeah, maybe it was Joe Brown. It was one or the other. I don't know. I think it was Mathis. It's the same thing. But he was trying to, you know, he's trying to be tough on his kids so he learned how to be a thug. He's trying to tell him, like, he's lecturing about playing video games all the time, being disrespectful, eating McDonald's. But this kid took grandma's car to McDonald's and crashed it. And his defense was like, well, she should have insurance on it so that she can be made whole. And it was like, that's like the nigger brain. Like, that's not like some little kid came up with that. Like, his fucking uncle probably is like, yo, you should tell the judge she should have insurance, yo. That's true, but that's just how they all.
It's not really your fault if you don't have insurance, you know.
Right, and then here's Mathis trying to like save him, not trying to punish him.
Was he saying, little man?
He wasn't saying little man. No. He's like, you trying to be a big man, huh? Driving cars, going to McDonald's, trying to do that kind of shit.
Even funnier.
He clapped back like, if you should have had insurance on the car, then if you're going to drive around and smash it up. Like it was really,
dude,
it was a really surreal experience.
You know what's funny? Those shows were for white people.
Yeah.
Like Judge Mathis and Joe Brown, that shit was for white people. Because it was a nigger, like, excoriating blacks for being dumb and irresponsible, which white people, like, desperately wanted to do, like, in the 90s, but couldn't because reasons, racism and stuff.
You need to have this white-presenting nigger
slap these niggers down and tell them they're a bunch of fucking idiots that need to be more responsible. And, like, Whitey is like, that's right. That's right. You tell him Joe Brown. You tell him Judge Man. You tell those little niggers what it's what. Yeah, you tell him, like, you can't go around smashing cars up like an idiot. Yeah, that's right. Niggers need to understand this. And it's like, well, here we are.
Didn't work. Didn't work. All right, we got to take a break.
I remember this Italian kid I knew from Hackensack years ago, real quick. Totally fucking hated niggers. Loved watching Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah, sure.
And he did the whole thing like, why can't more black people be like this? You remember that?
Everyone's been asking that question throughout all time and will continue until Bill Gates succeeds in limiting their population.
New Jersey racist Italian thing, though. Yeah. I like niggas like Joe Brown. Why can't they be like him? It's like, that's somebody on TV.
Yeah, right. All right, let's go have lunch.
You were listening to The Daily Sew-Up.